Hey guys, thank you for joining our Mirrors Reflections. I am going to do a quick podcast. To find me on Instagram, you can find me at Andrea P. Jackson _, and to find me on Twitter, it's the same, Andrea P. Jackson _, and to find me on my website is AndreaPJackson.com. I had promised one of my followers, Kendrick, that I would do a podcast dedicated to him. He reached out to me earlier this week and last week on something that was bothering him. He sent me a DM, and I'm going to read bits and pieces of it so you guys can kind of have the context. It was disturbing that he felt this way about women of color, and he's a black man. And I'm so glad that he DM'd me and he did not put it under any of my photos, which to me, it says he really loves our women and he wanted to use some discretion. And I have a lot of love and a lot of respect for him doing this. He said, I can't speak for anyone but myself, but I really don't like the way my sisters have been treating me. I don't like the way they come at me. I'm a good dude. I cook, I clean, you know, I happen to fall in love with a woman that is white and it shouldn't matter. And the way they come at me and the way they come at her, you know, when I was trying to get at them, you know, they didn't want me, you know, they want thugs, they want this, they want that. And I was, you know, I said to him, you know, have you ever thought about maybe it's not you? Have you ever just thought about the environment that they grew up in? Have you ever thought about how they were raised? Have you ever thought about who their parents are? I think a lot of times, and I've done this myself, that we think it's about us. But sometimes it's just the environment that we've been around, that we conduct ourselves in a certain way because we at the time, we don't know better. And we at the time, we're just not ready. And I really felt bad for Kendrick because he wanted to be with his sisters. He wanted to be loved by his own. And at the end of the day, you should be able to love who you want. I really believe deep down, love does not see color. I believe that you could love who you want. You could love a man. You could love a woman. You could love whoever you want. And you should not be judged by that. But he was really hurt and upset, you know. And I was also explaining to him that we should not be judged by what we wear. You know, I don't think a woman should be called out of her name because she's maybe wearing something that you may think is provocative. Because to her, it's just, you know what, so what? You may see my cleavage, but does that make me a slut? Does that make me a hoe? No, it doesn't. Because I'm speaking vulgar, does that make me anything besides me speaking vulgarity? Does that actually give a description of who I am? No, it doesn't. You know, I think you would actually have to get to really know a person before you really come and you come down with this full resume of me. And I really want Kendrick to know that you are a good man. You know, you clearly was raised by some good parents. And there are women out there that would love you for just the way you are. And I'm so sorry that you have had the experience of not being loved by the women that you have encountered. But you cannot put us all in one basket because that's truly, truly unfair. And I'm so glad that you are open-minded enough to reach out to me and speak to me on DM and give me an opportunity to just explain to you that we have all been through different circumstances. And sometimes, to be honest with you, I grew up in an environment where I saw a lot from my people and I was exposed to a lot, but I did not allow that to change my narrative. And I did not allow that to want different for my children. You know, I grew up seeing people get killed and beat up and women get slapped up and I've seen, you know, men talk to their women reckless and crazy. And I know I did not want that environment for my children, you know. And although I have, you know, I've done certain behaviors, you know, I would hate for a man to think that I couldn't change and I couldn't do better and I couldn't be a better woman, you know. So I'm here to tell you, you know, I conducted myself a certain way when I was a teenager, you know, and I'm so glad that someone saw in me that I could change and that I could be better. So I'm here to tell you, Kendrick, thank you for reaching out to me. You know, thank you for telling me how you feel and for being so vulnerable, because it's so hard for men of color to sometimes do that. And I got to tell you, it's not easy being a black man. Black men, I'm telling you, they get beat down so bad sometimes, all the time. I see it a lot in the street. I see how many times black men get pulled over. I mean, this has happened to my husband, my brother, my son. I've seen it happen. I've seen women clutch their purses, and I'm saying, damn, really? But I've also know the other side to that, you understand? And because there's always another side, and we have to think about this. You know, I have been robbed, right? And I have been robbed by my own. Do you understand? It doesn't make me look at my own crazy still, though. You know, I still don't look at my black man like, is he gonna rob me? I don't. You know, I grew up in an era and I grew up in a time where that happened. Does not mean I wouldn't look at a white man and be just as damn scared, because I am. If I'm on a train at a certain time of night, I'm looking at everybody crazy. I'm not just looking at the black man crazy. I'm looking at everybody crazy. But that's me. You understand? I really feel our women, we have to do better by our men, because they are getting beat down in the street. And when they come home, they don't need to be beat down. They need to be loved on. They need to be uplifted. They need to be told how hardworking they are, how smart they are, how they are great fathers, because there are great black men out there that are great fathers, that are great dads, that are providers, that have great credit, that cook, that clean, that take care of their women. There are a lot of them. I know a lot of them personally. So this whole cliche that black men are deadbeat daddies, that is so damn untrue. So untrue. And we really have to change this whole thing that is out there about our black men, that our black sons are not smart and they all wear their pants down. That's not true. My brothers never wore their pants off their behind. They always wore belts. Their pants was always iron. Their t-shirts was always iron. They always wore button-down shirts. They never wore flip-flops with socks. So we really have to change this narrative of what we're putting out there about our black men. And I'm so glad that Kendrick reached out to me and had this conversation with me. You know, just because our sons want to wear an Afrocentric hair, wear braids, or wear their hair with afros, what does that mean? So what? So what, they want to wear hoodies? What does that mean? They're out there to rob somebody? My son wears hoodies all the time. What does that mean? What does it mean? Because they dress a certain way. That they're gangbangers, that doesn't mean anything. White people with kids wear the same stuff. It doesn't mean anything. We got to stop judging people by what they wear or what they or how they speak, because a lot of it is their environment and how they're raised and where they live. A lot of us couldn't change where we lived because that's all our parents could afford. And I'm sure if our parents could afford better for us, they would have done better. You see, a lot of the girls, what they wear, that's what they saw their mother wear. So that's how they dress. We have to learn
to be more understanding and more empathetic and more compassionate. Because a lot of us only do what we see. A lot of us don't know better. And when I learned, a lot of things I did is not because I even saw my mother do it. My mother was not a woman that cursed. My mother was a God-fearing woman. I've never heard my mother use profanity. Hell, I never even heard my mother say ass. I never saw my mother smoke, drink, none of that. Never. Hell, I only know my mother to be married to one man, my daddy. So I had a great role model in my life was my mother. My mother had 6 children and never been on welfare. I don't know anything about that life. You understand? So all I can tell you, people are a product of their environment. And we have to learn to be less judgmental because we don't know people's journeys and we don't know people's stories. We just don't know. And on the other side, from where Kendrick is coming from, is also we don't know his story. And he just wanted to be loved by his sister. And he just wanted to be talking to and be respected as a man. So us sisters, we have to watch how we're speaking to our men. We have to watch our tongues and not let our tongues be used as blades against our men because they're getting it every day in the real world. When your man comes home, the first thing he don't want to come home to is our mouths. Yapping at them in their ears. They want to come home to a soft touch, a soft tongue. How was your day? What could I get you to drink? It's okay to be submissive, women. Sometimes we're so hard, we have to be so strong because Black women, we have always been that way. But it's okay for us to be submissive to our men. It's okay for us to be soft and pink. It's okay. It's nothing wrong with that. We have to teach our young girls, yes, to be strong, to be tough. But there's a certain side of us that we have to be soft. We have to be pink. We have to be submissive to our man. We have to let our men be the men. Because if we don't, and we emasculate them at home, and they are in that world, and they're being emasculated then, when is there a time for our men to be men? We have to ask ourselves that question. And what are our sons seeing when they're at home, and the mothers are treating the husbands and the fathers that way? What are they learning? And what are we teaching our daughters? So there has to be accountability on both sides. And I love when I get these direct messages, and I love when people call me and they reach out to me and they send me emails. This is why I'm doing these podcasts, so we can have these thought-provoking conversations. It's healthy. It's really healthy, and we need to do it. And I hope that we continue doing these podcast because I really believe it's a movement, and it's a movement in a healthy way. I want to thank you guys for listening to this episode of Aramir's Reflections. It's going to be more. It's going to be more conversations. I want you guys to continue sending me your direct messages. I read all of them. I take none of them personal. This is not personal at all. Everyone is entitled to their opinion. We all have one. Everyone is entitled to their feelings. It's not wrong. We were all raised differently, and it's okay. You know, it is okay. No one is wrong because we all were raised a certain way. We all have our own values. We're all raising our children a certain way. I want to thank you guys for always supporting me. I'm humbled. I will continue to remain humble.
And thanks again for listening to our Mirrors Reflections. I have a little cold, but I just had to do this podcast because I promised Kendrick that I would do it. To follow me, please follow me on Instagram at AndreaPJackson.com. Sorry, it's my website. And to follow me on Instagram is AndreaPJackson_, and Twitter is the same. Thanks again.